Hi, I am Domenico Laporta, and you are listening to the third season of the Co-Production Podcast, brought to you by Cineuropa and Eurimage. In today's episode, we are discussing the co-production of The Rye Horn, directed by Hayone Kamborda. The Rye Horn debuted at the latest edition of the Toronto International Film Festival, and to speak about this collaboration between Spain, Portugal, and Belgium, we have the pleasure to welcome the three co-producers of the film with us today. Welcome, guys. May I ask you to introduce yourself and your production company? Starting with you, Hayone, you are also the director of the film.
Yeah, hello, thank you. My name is Hayone Kamborda, and I am the director and also the producer of The Rye Horn, one of the producers. My company is called Esnatu Cinema, and is located in Galicia in the northwest of Spain, close to Portugal. We have been promoting authors' projects with a strong artistic value for more than 10 years. And we are especially interested in a cinema committed to our society and with sensitivity towards diversity in cinema. We are a small company, but we take great care of each project.
Thank you. And you were also telling me that there are three different companies involved with the film in Spain. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, one of them is Mírame Mira, that is also here in Galicia with Maria Zamora, that they produced films like Alcaraz. Alcaraz was won the Golden Bear, I think, 2 years ago. They are also a distributor company.
Thank you. Also with us today, we have Rodrigo. Rodrigo, you are in Portugal representing your production company. Can you tell us a little bit more about you and the company?
Yeah, well, I'm Rodrigo Reyes, and the producer on Bando Apart in Portugal, in the north of Portugal. There is a very close cultural but also geographical to Galicia. So we are producing several projects with Galicia because it's very well connected to us, and as was this project. And we produce various different things. We produce mostly features, but also documentaries. We also have a animation studio. So we produce a wide variety of films, but mostly art house cinema or author-driven cinema.
And last but not least, Kathleen, you are representing the Belgian co-producer of the film. Tell us more about your involvement and your company.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Hoses. I'm a partner of Bulletproof Cupid, my production company. It's a Belgium-based production company with a focus on live action films for a broad and mainly young audience, strong but refined stories, and international co-productions. Bulletproof Cupid was founded in 2008, and me and my partner had already more than 10 years of experience in international productions before that. So the company first started off as a service provider, supporting foreign film productions shooting in Belgium, but we soon moved towards producing our own projects. We were one of the co-producers of Libertad, another Spanish co-production. Because of Libertad, we got a lot of Spanish co-productions. Currently, we're working on more than three of them. We're also the producers of Binti and Cloudboy. Both features were sold by Level K to more than 60 countries and were officially selected for numerous festivals. Binti premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. Currently, we have three feature films in development, which we also looking at Spain to co-produce with.
Thank you. So, Hayone, maybe you can introduce the audience to the story of the film without spoiling it too much.
This film takes place on an island in Galicia at the northwest of Spain in the 70s, where Maria, a midwife, assists other women in childbirth. Maria is a physically strong woman, a peasant, very grounded, with a close relation with her animals, who also helps to give life with special dedication and care. the main theme that underpins the film is how the ability of women to bring children into existence, the dialogues with life and death. I am interested in filming birds in a very mammalian way, looking for the physical aspects and the animal side of it. I wanted also to childbirth to acquire a more corporeal dimension, away from hegemonic forms of representation. The film is contextualized in a humid landscape of marshes and mud, in which the characters are wounded with the ground. Nature, windy and rainy weather, and the animal world will have a fundamental presence throughout the film. At the same time, at this historical moment of clandestinity and prohibition during Franco's dictatorship, sisterhood becomes essential. And I think more or less that's the film we made.
What was the origin of the project? How did you come up with that project in particular, and how did it all start?
For me, the beginning was from the need to explore this capacity of women to give and not to give life. I think that's like the most important for me, or like the beginning of everything. I remember meeting Rodrigo from Bando Aparte in some meetings organized by AGAPI, the Galician institution for film. Yeah, Galicia and Portugal, as you know, are two territories that are very close culturally and geographically. At that time, the project was in a very early stage of development. And we began to finance the project with the complicity of Bando Apart here in Spain. And soon after this meeting, Mírame Mía and Elástica joined the project also. I already knew Andrea from Mírame Mía, here from Galicia. I met Elástica Andrea and me met Elástica at the San Sebastian Festival in the market. They loved the project, so they joined us also. And once we got several grants, we wanted to apply to Eurimage, and that's when Bulletproof Cupid came, and it was a great partner to make the project bigger and more international and European. No? So I think was the way we meet each other.
And Rodrigo, for you, what was the first appeal in that project? What was the the topic was explained by Hayone just now, but how did you feel that this project meant also something for Portugal and for your side of the story?
Well, when Hayone, when we first met on this encounter, Portuguese-Galician encounter, Hayone explained to me the project, and of course the first issue was that there is a part of the film that is taken in the Portuguese side of the border. So this woman has to cross the border in order to try to be free somehow, and that has to do, of course, with the history that we share, the two countries and these two particular areas, which are where the film takes place is during Franco's dictatorship in one side of the border and Salazar's dictatorship on the other side of the border. So it's two territories who are oppressed in a way, and they have to help each other in order to bring some balance to this woman's life. So there was the geographical issue, because there was shooting in Portugal and there was a part spoken in Portuguese of the film. There is. But back then, only in a project there was. But now there is. So there was a natural attraction to the project, and us being from the north of Portugal, so being connected to this reality, it was a natural part. At the same time, I love the project, but I mostly I like the way Hayone was enthusiastic about it, her energy and the way she was explaining the whole project. And usually that's what makes me want to jump in a project more than the rest. So I think it's always more about the people and the way things move forward.
And for you, Kathleen, when you jumped on board, what was the status of the project at the time? And was the project in search of, like, let's say, typical gap financing, or did you also have a creative input or a different approach?
Well, I worked with Maria Zamora before, which was a very pleasant cooperation. We know each other already for 10 years, and she presented the project to me. It was quite well developed by then. They managed to secure already a big part of the financing in Spain. But what was especially appealing to me was that Kwayone questioned how motherhood has been represented to us. And she questioned the universal idea of motherhood and how births on screen are often romanticized, but she wanted to explore the physical reality of it in a film, which I thought was really something new to do. And I very much liked that female point of view on the whole the whole story, actually. It's a very female-driven film, which I thought was very appealing. What I also very much liked in the film is the nature and the scenery, the earth, the physical earth almost, that's also represented in there. It takes a very important place in the film, and the physical connection with the characters, with nature and the scenery. That was very appealing to me. And again, to work together with Maria Zamora, again, yes, I immediately wanted to jump into the project, yes.
And what were the different options for Belgium to be part of this co-production? So we understood part of the film is shot in Portugal. Was Belgium more involved with everything post-production, or are there also Belgian actors? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the makeup department came from Belgium. We have a very good makeup artist who also speaks Spanish. So she definitely wanted to be involved in this too. And then the post-production, big part of the post-production also came from Belgium. The grading, the DI, VFX, everything regarding post-production image was done in Belgium, yes.
And Kwayone, what was the main challenge for you this time? Was it like being a director and a producer at the same time, or was it more on set, or the preparation, or the development, or the casting? Can you tell us what were the main challenges on this particular film?
Yeah, for me it was a challenge. Yeah, to be director and producer. Likely my partners when it was the shooting, I didn't have to think about a production because I was very concentrated in directing. For me, it was also a challenge because it was a lot of night in natural spaces in the film. So that's in an artistic way is also a challenge. And also, we were shooting with a lot of babies, with some babies. One of them was 6 days old. So we had also another of 10 days old. So that was a really big challenge. But it was such a pleasure to shoot with them, because the energy they gave to the actresses were really special. And but yeah, for the team and for all the ambient was also difficult to work with a baby, no? Also with the times that a baby needs to sleep, to eat, to everything, no? So we had to be very careful with everything, and also with the times of shootings were very short times each time. And also we wanted to shoot the birth of a cow. But it was really complicated because we the whole team was waiting for her to clave, and we had located all the cows in the territory that were going to that were pregnant and were going to have birth, and we were like several days waiting for that. So the tension in production, the production team was each time higher because it was like a whole team waiting for that, no? So we shot a lot of animals in this film, and that was also a complicated thing. But yeah, those things that I said, no, are difficult, but are also very magical. No, in the film are cows that are swimming. So you can, it was really difficult to shoot that, but when you see it in the screen, it's like very magical. No.
Was it something that was part of the script, or is it like a moment that you decided to add while shooting the film?
No, it was in the script, and it, because I think it's also like a very important moment in the film, no, where this scene is about a lot of things that were underpinned in the film, no, that are. Important themes, no, from the film. So it was a moment where we recollect all these things of the film that were going on the film, and suddenly are in a very abstract way, but they are all together, no. For example, this idea of sorority or of community going together through frontiers. Through that they are passing frontiers, that they are surviving together, that they are in this mammalian way, and also this magic thing, no, of the film. So these things are together. So that was important for me, and because of that, that was also in the script, no.
And besides the co-production meetings that you were mentioning attending before, did you receive any kind of funding in Spain for the development of the story or the development of the film? And did you attend a co-production market more oriented towards development?
I had here, well, I was in this Ikus Mira Berriak, is this one development lab. That is involved the San Sebastian Film Festival. And yeah, that it has a small grant, and also a time to develop in an artistic way. But also, they put you in contact with people in the market. And for us, it was very important because we could meet Elastica, no, in this market. And also, we were in Incubadora. It's another lab here for development, also with a small grant. And I was also in this Toronto Film Lab that is without grant, but was also very, very interesting for the film here.
And then what is the budget of the film, the final budget?
Yeah, this final budget, more or less, it's almost 1,800,000. So I think now it's like 1,790,000.
And what is the part that Eurimage supported?
Yeah, it's 312,000.
This is the money that you probably got very last.
Yeah, it was at the same time as some TVs also buy the film. For example, the Spanish TV, also the Portuguese TV. It was more or less at the same time.
So my question now is for the other co-producers, but do you feel that this collaboration between the three countries is complementary? And we already mentioned that there are efforts so that Galicia and Portugal are collaborating. And here it's one of the consequences of that effort. It actually works. But what about you, Kathleen? You feel like Belgium is a good co-producer for this kind of co-production?
Of course, in Belgium, we have a very interesting tax shelter, which we could fully use for this kind of project. And that together with the Eurimage money, yeah, Eurimage is indispensable for a project like this, for smaller budget projects. A co-production like this is almost impossible without Eurimage. So the combination of Eurimage and our tax shelter really was very appealing for the project, yes.
And tell us a little bit about the life of the film after it premiered in Toronto. This was in September. So what is happening to the film now?
For the Benelux, the selection, of course, in Toronto and also in San Sebastian, because the Rhyhorn won the Golden Shell in San Sebastian, and Joione is the first female director to win that. So I'm very proud of that one, too. But it also opens up a lot of possibility for distribution in the Benelux. I got interest from distributors who wants to support the project in the Benelux, but also from festivals, like the Rhyhorn is by the end of January selected for one of the major festivals here. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to what international journey the film will take, because I think there's a lot of potential there.
So, Joione, maybe you can give us more information about that journey?
So we began, as Kathleen said, in Toronto, in the platform part, and it was like a very good place to open the American market. And also then in San Sebastian with the Golden Shell was like a big thing, no? for the film and also for the Spanish distribution, and I think for the sales, no, in the international sales. We are with Films Boutique in the international sales. And we have a lot of festivals coming. We were also in this BFI London Film Festival in Busan, in Kiev, in Tokyo, in Miami. We are going to be in Mumbai. Yeah, we are like, we have like 20 more festivals coming on. And also for the international sales, France is bought the film.
Thank you. So the film will have a good exposition, and we are really looking forward to discover it in a cinema or a festival. It's already time to conclude this conversation. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, feel free to subscribe to the Co-Production Podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or whatever your favorite podcast platform may be. I want to thank Creative Europe for supporting Cine Europa over the years, and of course Eurimage for backing up this program for the third season in a row. And of course our guests, Joione, Rodrigo, and Kathleen, thank you very much for being part of the co-production podcast today. We are recommending the Rhyhorn to our listeners. And please, dear co-producers, keep collaborating and making film for us to discover. Bye-bye.